Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Ladies, I'm often reminded these days of a certain nursery rhyme. It happens every time I look into that big refrigerator of ours down at the Kroger store. From force of habit, I expect to see some wonderful Kroger Tenderay beef, and of course it isn't there. That's when I think of old Mother Hubbard. No, we can't supply you with all the plump, juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts that you keep asking for. They're just not available because only top-quality grades of beef are used for Kroger Tenderay. And that kind of beef, delicious and juicy and tender, is grain-fed. But grain is not being fed to cattle nowadays. Instead, most of our precious grain is being used to relieve human suffering. Millions of people all over the world are starving, and the saving of their lives depends upon how much and how fast we can send grain overseas. It's a race against time, and it will be won. Until victory is ours, and until the time when you can once more buy Kroger Tenderay beef, let me say that Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available, and it will always be the best that is available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for stopping in. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Almost everyone in Rossville is talking about Penny's coming marriage to Steve Parker. But no one is talking about it in the same way as Grace and Jed Billings. For Grace, as Penny's mother, looks at the coming marriage differently. She thinks,
it may not be the wonderful thing we hope it'll be, Jed.
Oh, now, why do you say that, Grace? The child's in love. Parker's in love with her. They're a good match.
Well, they seem to be a good match, Jed, but let's not forget things are seldom what they seem.
No, don't start confusing me with quotations.
I'm not trying to confuse you, Jed. And I'm not trying to make you feel that Penny's marriage to Steve Parker may be a mistake.
Well, then what are you trying to do?
Well, I'm trying to convince myself that the marriage is all right.
Oh, of course it's all right. Have faith in Penny. You know Penny. You know what a good, clear, straight-thinking young woman she is. She's thought this thing out herself and come to a decision. The decision was to marry this fellow.
Oh, I know all that, Jed, and I'm glad for it. I know very well that Penny and Mr. Parker have a lot in common, love each other very much, but I don't think they're properly suited.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Mr. Parker to say exactly what it is, but it's his background, his attitude, as I understand it from Penny. He belongs to a world so different from ours, so different from the one that Penny knows and loves. I'm afraid of what may happen when Mr. Parker tries to take her into his world.
Well, if you ask me, Grace, I don't think it'll be Parker who changes Penny, but Penny who changes him.
Well, that'd be just as bad for their marriage, Jed.
How so?
Marriage shouldn't change either husband or wife. It should change both of them, make them a blend of each other. That's what makes for a successful marriage. But if one, either the husband or the wife, remains the same and forces the other one to change completely, there's a marriage which shouldn't be and can't be for very long.
Well, now, Penny and Parker are sensible people, Grace. Seems to me they'll find out how to get along with each other as they go along. They'll find out how to get along with each other the hard way, but the good way, by having fights and making up, and then having other fights and making up. Why, I know a young couple who used to fight all the time, but they were just as happily married as any two people could be. And I think they fought with each other because they had so much fun making up.
Oh, Jed, you're impossible.
Well, most of the time, sure, but not now. I think I know what I'm talking about when I say Penny and this fellow Parker are going to have a long and successful marriage. They've both got good heads and know how to use them. If they aren't as adjusted to each other as I think, and you don't think they're an even match, well, they'll know how to rearrange themselves so they'll get along.
Oh, but Jed, I want more for Penny than a marriage in which he's just getting along.
Oh, no. There you go, taking apart my word again. When I said get along, I didn't mean just getting by. I meant well, making a go of things in spite of difficulties. And you know, sometimes, Grace, it's good for a young married couple to have troubles and not to get along too well at first.
Why, Jeff!
Why, sure it is, Grace, and you know it. You want everything sweetness and light for Penny. You want this marriage of hers to be perfect from the start. What? I don't blame you. So do I. Penny deserves only the best. But I wonder if we're really wanting the best for her when we want everything to be smooth for her.
Well, hasn't she had more than her share of trouble already?
Sure, sure, as a girl, an unmarried woman. But now she's going to be a wife. I think maybe it'd be a good idea if she had a good share of wife's troubles. Parker had a good share of husband's troubles. Grace, they are never very serious troubles. The fact is, most couples look back on the troubles of their first years of marriage and laugh about them. And when two people can remember back and laugh at something they did together that was silly or stupid, well, there are a couple of people who are close together. They're going to stay that way the rest of their lives.
Well, I think I see your point, Jed, but...
Oh, but nothing, Grace. Penny knows what she's doing. She's in love with this fellow Parker, and he's in love with her. They've sat down and thought it out together and decided they can live their lives best as husband and wife. It was a decision thought out by two straight-thinking people, Grace. It hasn't been one of those overexcited, spur-of-the-moment emotional things. I say Penny's marriage is going to be all right, and I say Penny is going to be all right.
Well, I wish I could agree with you, Jed.
I wish you could, too, Grace.
What makes me so afraid the marriage is wrong?
Just fear itself, Grace, that's all. You're afraid for Penny. You know what she's up against now. And you know you can help her with all her problems now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're afraid if Penny gets into something new, you may not be able to help her.
Is that the reason I'm afraid of her marriage?
Well, what other reason? You like Parker, don't you?
Well, can I help but like him? Penny's in love with him.
All right, then. You go along with Penny's decision about Parker. You go along with Penny's decision to marry.
Oh, Jed, I do go along with it. I haven't said a word to Penny about not getting married. And I wouldn't for the world let her know that I had the slightest fear. You're the only one I ever talked to like this, and I wouldn't want you to repeat anything I've said to you.
Well, you know I won't.
Not to anyone, Jed. Things have an amazing way of getting back to Penny, and it'd be just like that darling girl to change her mind for my sake.
Yes, yes, I suppose she would. But I wouldn't let her.
You know Penny, Jed. When she's made up her mind, there's no changing her.
No, no, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't try. Say, where is Penny today? I haven't seen her all morning.
Well, if you go to your office this morning, you'll see her.
She's at my office? What for?
Well, doing something I know she hates to do. Seeing Johnny.
Oh.
Oh, Jed, I'd feel so differently about this coming Saturday if Penny were marrying Johnny.
But Penny isn't marrying Johnny, so don't even think about it.
Oh, I don't. It's just a thought. But I think it proves something.
Yeah?
My real fear about Penny's marriage is Steve Parker, Jed. I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of what he'll do to Penny someday.
Nice of you to come to see me, Penny. Sit down.
Mm-hmm. If you're not too busy for company, Johnny.
I'm never too busy for you. Never was, never will be.
I may hold you to that someday. What are you working out?
Oh, stuff on the drafting board now is a replanning of the playground for Section A out of the project.
Mm, that's right. We did decide to replan the entire playground, didn't we?
You've had your mind on sort of other things the last few weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have. May I look at the plans?
Well, why not? You're the boss. Here, take a look.
Mm. Oh, Johnny, it's lovely. It's much better than the original layout.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, you were right about putting the pool in the northwest corner of the grounds. Gives the whole playground a more practical layout.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, by the way, think you can get Parker to look at this long enough to give it an okay?
I'll ask him tonight.
You think he'll let you talk business?
Well, he better let me. Johnny.
Hmm?
Johnny, I didn't come here to talk business myself. I just came to see you.
Oh, well, thanks,
Johnny, I don't want you to misunderstand or anything, but... Well, you know that I'm being married Saturday, and... There are a lot of things to do the few days just before the wedding, and... I'll be so busy that I won't be able to see or talk to anybody, and... thought before I got all tangled up in other things, I'd come and talk to you.
Well, I'm glad you did, Penny. Glad you wanted to. It makes me feel that I've long been forgiven about the big mistake I made. And that even though you're in love with someone else and gonna marry that someone else, I still have a place in your heart.
You always will, Johnny. I want you to know that. No matter where you are or what you're doing or where I am or what I'm doing, I'd like you to know that you'll always have a place in my heart. Johnny, I love Steve Parker in such a way that I want to marry him. And I love you too, Johnny.
Huh?
In a certain way that I just can't explain.
Oh. Thanks, Penny. Thanks for saying it. It helps. It's going to help Saturday, too, when that man says, I now pronounce you. I'm glad you love me, Penny, even if it's just a certain way. Maybe it gives me the right to say, I love you and always, and I'll love you always.
But Johnny. Johnny, we shouldn't let it go as deeply as this. I just came up here to say goodbye and to let you know that you're still something very special to me. And you always will be.
Don't worry, Penny. I won't cause you any trouble. I love you and respect you too much for that. Well, your friends all wish you happiness and success. Well, I wish you more. A double, triple, quadruple dose of it.
Thank you, Johnny. I may need your good wishes as much as I once needed you.
Let's not talk about that.
No, I guess we shouldn't. Well, bye, Johnny.
Goodbye, Penny Gibbs. Next time I see you, I'll say, hello, Mrs. Parker.
Johnny Keith is obviously not too happy about Penny's coming wedding. With Grace upset about it, could something be done to stop it? Why is Grace afraid of Steve Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony.
Down at our Kroger store, we hear a lot of mighty fine things said about fresh and tender Kroger Tender A beef. And we're just as sorry as you are that it's scarce right now. Still, the scarcity of our world-famous Kroger Tender A beef has been the means of introducing folks to some of the other wonderful meats in the Kroger meat department. There's a grand treat in store for you and your family in a dinner centered around Kroger sausage. That meal is bound to be a success. Whether you serve frankfurters or wieners, baked or cooked meatloaf, or a platter heaped sky high with cold-cut sandwiches. Remember, when you buy sausage at Kroger's, you have variety to choose from. You also know that Kroger's sausage is made of selected meats and spiced just right. Besides, it's economical, no waste. So drop in soon, select your favorite Kroger sausage, and give your family a delicious picnic style and economical dinner.
Thank you.